Last night, Cardinals fans filled downtown St. Louis by the hundreds of thousands to celebrate the World Series championship. This morning, the city was awarded another title, not quite so sweet. The private research firm Morgan Quitno Press published its annual rankings of the most dangerous and safest cities in the United States. The Gateway City came in first as most dangerous, followed by Detroit and Flint, Michigan, and Compton in California. We've posted a link to the 25 safest and 25 most dangerous cities in the U.S. That's at npr.org/talk. Criminologists and the FBI take issue with the study's methodology. Rankings like these may not be precise science, but they're likely to put a city's public relations team into overdrive. And joining us now is the mayor of St. Louis, Francis Slay. Good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Happy to be here, Neil.
And what was your reaction when you woke up this morning and saw the newspapers?
Well, first of all, it's something I'm not surprised about. This organization puts out this list every year, despite caution by the FBI that this should not be used, this information should not be used to do city-city comparisons. So I wasn't surprised about it, but of course I knew my day was going to be busy trying to refute what is a totally bogus list.
Yeah, you say it's bogus and the FBI questions the methodology, but it also can't be expected because St. Louis has been near the top for the past few years.
Yeah, well, it's the same organization that puts out its this report every single year. I think last year they put it out at the end of November. This year they did it to coincide with the World Series win by the Cardinals so that they can promote their product, which they're selling, unfortunately. But first of all, this is a bogus list. The city of St. Louis is not dangerous, much less the most dangerous city in America. There are some high-crime areas, neighborhoods in the city of St. Louis, but the vast majority of our neighborhoods are safe. And that's evidenced by what you saw after the World Series and other cities that experienced World Series wins or losses. You have riots and arson and all kinds of other things going on. We didn't see that in St. Louis. There were no major incidents in St. Louis after we clinched Friday night. If we were the most dangerous city in America, if we were violent, the national media would have witnessed it themselves.
We're talking with Francis Slay, who's the mayor of St. Louis, Missouri. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And when this gets publicized and, you know, a lot of newscasts and newspapers around the country are going to carry this, what does that do to St. Louis?
Well, first of all, it does paint St. Louis in a negative light, but what we have to do is overcome that by first of all, telling the facts. This Morgan Quitno Press, these folks are not ex-police officers or ex-FBI officials or even criminologists, nor do they claim to be. They claim to be good at counting. They didn't even do that well because they underrepresented the population of St. Louis, which skewed the results somewhat. The other thing is that we continue to tell the story of the Renaissance in St. Louis. St. Louis City is now experienced its third year in a row of a population increase, the first in 50 years. And this has been a steady increase in population. People are moving back to the city. We've seen more investment and development now in the city than we've seen in a long time. Our downtown's coming alive. Neighborhoods are being renovated. There's more rehabilitation of older buildings in neighborhoods that haven't seen it in decades. So people feel very safe here. They like the city of St. Louis. We're getting positive publicity in places like USA Today, New York Times, and other publications because of the Renaissance that we're experiencing, and the people that are being part of it really know what St. Louis is about.
Does it at all get you to focus? I'm sure you're focused on the problem of crime already, but to say, look, we've really got to deal with this?
We have been dealing with crime very aggressively, and what we've done recently is we're adding more police officers. We're creating more recreation centers and opportunities for kids and families in the city. We've created problem properties and nuisance crime task force in the city to make sure we go after some of the more, aggravating, although not necessarily serious, incidents of crime. And crime has gone down steadily over the past 10 years in the city of St. Louis. We also have, what we're doing is we're continuing our efforts to, we've creating a criminal career criminal unit. We also have a prisoner reentry program to deal with those who are coming out of prison. But I think the most important thing that we're doing is just showing people what we're all about. If you come to St. Louis and you see what's happening and you experience St. Louis, you can see it's very safe and a very great place to live, raise a family, and to visit.
Let's get a call from one of your constituents on the line. This is Mike. Mike calling us from St. Louis.
Yeah, I've heard this thing every year, and I always gnash my teeth because you're comparing apples and oranges. St. Louis is basically a city. It's not compared to I'm from Cincinnati originally, and it included very many of the suburban areas. And I think what they ought to do is do a 5, a 10, a 15-mile distribution of any kind of statistics and make them apples and oranges, because it's really an absurd thing to say that St. Louis, if you took a real tight shot group of any city and did, you know, crime statistics, you would find they're probably all very similar. And, I think it's probably a promotional item, like the mayor said.
Mm-hmm. And you feel pretty safe living there in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. The nice thing about St. Louis, the best thing about St. Louis is it's an undiscovered gem. It's below the radar on all your major cities, and so most people sort of discount it. But everybody that lives here just loves to live here. And mm-hmm. you look at all the professional athletes that have made St. Louis and the surrounding areas their home, where they could, you know, move to any city in the world. It just tells you really what this is all about.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the call. Congratulations. Bye-bye. And let's see if we can talk to Neil. Neil's on the line with us from Columbia, South Carolina. We're running out of time, Neil, if you could make it quick.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that growing up in Belleville, Illinois, right across the river from St. Louis, you know, plenty of good times had in St. Louis, but there's that barrier of crossing through East St. Louis to get there. And I remember being quite terrified, you know, with a car full of friends going to St. Louis, just especially at night when the traffic lights don't even work. They just flash red so you don't have to stop.
East St. Louis on the other side of the river, though.
Yes, sir.
Different city than St. Louis, as the mayor will point out.
Yes.
Neil, thanks for the call.
And I think the one caller made a great point, because if you compare us, for example, to Kansas City on the other side of the state, it's 5 times larger than the city of St. Louis geographically. St. Louis is 61 square miles. Our boundaries were set 130 years ago. And, you know, as people and jobs move out, they left behind a larger area of environmental issues and all those other things. But the fact is that if we had a larger geographic area, we'd have more neighborhoods, middle income and affluent areas in the city, as a lot of other municipalities have. So if you take a limited statistical area, it really does skew the results, as he was saying. And it's not appropriate to start comparing cities, because we're all situated differently in a lot of different ways.
Mayor, thanks very much for being with us, and congratulations on the cards.
Thank you.
Mayor Francis Slay of St. Louis, Missouri, who joined us by phone from his office. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.